This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
We are here with three fine folks here. We're talking about the value of partnerships for credit unions because obviously credit unions can't do it all alone out there, and they need some pretty valued partnerships out there, and there are lots of great companies out there that are willing and able to help credit unions out in more ways than one. So three of them are right here. So I'm going to go first, Jen Anthony here from ThinkStack. Tell us a little bit about ThinkStack, Jen.
Thanks for having me and my friends. I am Jen Anthony. I'm the Vice President of Cybersecurity and Risk at ThinkStack. We are a managed service provider. We've been taking care of credit unions since way back in 2011. We are a CUSO, and I think the biggest thing for the listeners is kind of our tagline is people before technology.
Right on.
And so we have an amazing team of technologists, but really understanding the culture and climate and mission of the credit union and how we can apply technology to empower credit unions to be better, faster, stronger, safer.
Yeah, you guys are all in for sure. Yeah, we had Chris on the show many times, and so you got a good group there for sure. So, and right next to Jen is Anshul Verma from Mambu. Tell us a little bit about Mambu, Anshul.
So yeah, hi, Anshul Verma. I'm a senior manager in the Global Strategic Partnerships team at Mambu. Mambu is a SaaS cloud-native digital core platform that helps banks, fintechs, credit unions bring about better financial offerings, and we work with non-financial institutions as well, embedded finance, deposits, lending, and the whole sort of ecosystem with it. We've been working with AWS we were born out of AWS, and we've had a strategic partnership. 80%, 90% of our customers are based on AWS. We have a global go-to-market with them, and very specific to North America, we are focusing on credit unions, which we think is like an opportunity in front of us.
Oh yeah,
it's huge. We've already made some strides in this, working with leaked data in Canada, and we want to continue doing that with our partners. And I think AWS is definitely one of the key partners here, where we see the value. We're completely based on AWS as well as other cloud providers as well. But focusing on credit unions, I think makes sense for us to partner together.
Right on. Well, thank you very much, Anshul. And then last but not least, Brian Murphy from AWS. Give us we already know what you guys do, but give us a quick refresher. And the really cool thing is that AWS has a credit union division.
We do,
focused just for credit, which is the coolest thing on planet Earth. So we're really happy that you guys have that.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We have a support team that encapsulates really, to Jen's point, the people and the technology, right? We are the technology. And that can mean something completely different to any credit union, right? For some, that means we're a builder tool for them. If they have large enough teams, if they have the technical proficiency, we're a set of products that they can build on to accomplish goals, right? But I think what we see mostly in the credit union space, and this is something that Raj at Connecta just talked about on stage, he said, we don't have all of the tools or the resources needed, to solve these challenges, right? And so what are we left to do? We have to partner with fintechs, with other technologists. And the reason why I love Jen's point so much, it kind of echoes a principle that AWS has, that Amazon has, which is working backward from the customer, right?
Yeah.
We have people, process, and technology as sort of our pillars. Technology comes last intentionally, right? Everyone knows AWS as sort of that underlying infrastructure, but what are you able to accomplish with your organization using it, right? What does your organization need? What are those tools? What are those gaps? How do you serve your members better, right?
Right.
There's an answer in the technology. There's a solution somewhere. And often it's our partners that are articulating that. So we have two lovely partners here, both with very different perspectives, right? We have a SaaS provider that's building for these credit unions and these financial institutions. And they're really packaging something that they can use that's going to help improve their member experience and improve their access to data. And then with ThinkStack, we have a partner who is really getting their hands dirty with the customers. They're they're teaching them concepts about cybersecurity and risk and the cloud, really, that you know, we can support, and we have a great relationship to do so. But moreover, they can support and educate and really hold your hand through that process and make sure that the needs of your organization are being met with the cloud.
Yeah. And I think this is a really cool trend in the industry where you have these different companies partnering together to help out the credit union. And it's kind of echoing what Jim Hayes just said on stage right now. He said, a lot of you vendors, you guys feel free, you should partner together to help out credit unions. Put your powers together and put those to good and have it work for credit. So I thought that was really a profound thing. And here it is, right here, right before us. So share with us how this relationship works between the three of you. Jen, I'll let you go first. How do you guys work with AWS to help credit unions get further, better, stronger?
I'd love to pull that apart. I think one thing that folks that have worked with ThinkStack before, and specifically my niche, if you will, is cybersecurity, is that this is a team sport, and we're better together, and many hands make light work. I think the beauty of partnering with AWS is they have this very robust, profound set of technology that we can employ in a variety of ways. But the partnership with ThinkStack allows us to partner with credit unions, some credit unions of which we've had a relationship with for 11 years.
Yeah.
We know that environment, we know that culture, we know the people, we know the process. And really it's a translation of how can we use this technology to serve that credit union in a really great way. Also, Mike, I mean, many of the credit unions that we support, they don't have a technology team in place. And so, I mean,
so this becomes their team, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Cool.
That's exactly right.
That's a great way to outsource. Anshul, tell me about how you guys work with AWS. You alluded to it a little bit in your first response, but share with me how you and AWS work together to benefit credit unions.
Yeah, so I think Mambu as a software solution is based on AWS, so that makes our partnership very organic. A lot of the tools and infrastructure that AWS provides is what Mambu basically is built on. And that, you know, when we go to the market, we have a ecosystem strategy or a composable banking philosophy where we partner with other products that are also based on the cloud, and that helps them compose this bank of their own choice. And, you know, partnering with AWS kind of brings together that ecosystem, you know, fairly quickly. Right. And like we're able to like pick and choose those partners working with AWS and kind of build that ecosystem and the go to market. So I think the relationship is very natural and organic, but there's definitely like, you know, nuances based on which geography or which customer segment we are targeting. And AWS brings that kind of you know, powerhouse of knowledge. We have like a data we have a knowledge center where we are, you know, trained on AWS, and vice versa as well. So it's been very easy for us to work with them, and it's been very rewarding. And you know, this credit unions in North America is something specific we want to like do with AWS.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, we've been doing this all over, you know, different countries and different continents as well. And it's a global program with a very strategic focus on what we can achieve in the next 5 years.
Right on. Well, we're happy to have you guys here. And Brian, I mean, you guys at AWS seem to be, you guys seem to be the straw that serves the drink around here. You guys are into everything, and you're doing the matchmaking and the partnering and all that type of stuff. Share with me that positioning.
Yeah.
And why it's so important to you guys to have credit union succeed, especially in the partnership arena.
That's a really great question. I think one of the coolest things I've seen, I've been at Amazon for about 8 years. The coolest thing that I can articulate about AWS is our ability to work in niche markets, right? Most of the organizations within a small market, and I don't mean any offense to credit unions to call them.
None at all. No, it's a very niche market.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that.
A small piece of a large finance institution, and
nothing wrong
early
with that.
On when we were talking to them, you know, years ago, some of our early conversations were really, well, we can't compete with those fintechs. We can't compete with those large banks, and you know, our whole position is you can, right? And you know, you've heard that theme kind of repeated throughout this event where. You know, those partnerships do matter because it is your ability to scale, just as you said. And so I think just having a technology that has such a breadth of usage allows us to move into these niche markets and really support the customer based on their need, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so for most of the credit unions, that could mean working with our partners,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
That's our ability to scale. You know, that's why we have a credit union team to begin with, is mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. so many of the online banking platforms, contact centers, many of the migration service providers, data and analytics platforms, if you name one of the largest ones in that space, it's likely on AWS, and we likely have a relationship there,
right?
If you have
right.
challenges with that partner, if you need more ability to scale with that partner, we have those relationships to help mm-hmm. with that. Mm-hmm. If you need technical support from that partner, and they need technical support from us, you know, we have technical account managers, solutions architects, partner solutions architects, account managers, executive strategists to convince your board that what we're trying to go mm-hmm. after is the mm-hmm. right thing for your members. Mm-hmm. You know, that ability to scale is completely reliant on our partners.
Yeah.
It's really how we get into those niche markets, and it's very fun to see.
Well, I think it works both ways. It's a very symbiotic relationship, as I learned in college,
uh-huh.
that, you know, you scratch their back, they scratch your back type of thing. You're kind of bringing them up as well, and then they have some really cool technology that brings up the credit unions. So kind of, oh, here we go with the old win-win cliche, but
yep.
I hate to say that, but it's completely true in this situation. So yeah, so, and I just think it's a huge benefit to have you guys kind of all teamed up here
yeah.
for credit unions.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, go credit unions. Go credit unions.
You heard it right here. Jen said it. She said it. And the other thing, I want to go back just a few years ago when I first heard about how AWS had a credit union only division. I nearly fell out of my chair when I heard that. I went, what?
Why?
Who does that? You know, especially an organization the size of Amazon,
yeah.
you know, and I mean, because you're obviously, you guys are always mentioned with Google and Apple and, you know, the big seven or whatever that terminology is. And I'm like, oh my gosh, here's a mega huge company that has a division just for credit unions, you know, helping credit unions not only with what you guys do, but bringing up partners or bringing in partners as well to help mm-hmm. them. So that's pretty sweet. That's pretty mm-hmm. cool deal to have
yeah.
that, have a credit union focused area in Amazon. So
Mike, I think when you all, you know, the folks that are part of the credit union industry and have been, right? So we meet people, they've been working in this industry 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. I think sometimes the credit union industry, they don't know how special they are. Like, what a special community this is.
Yeah.
And so for technologists yeah. to be able to partner with folks who are so passionate about the work they do mm-hmm. and the service mm-hmm. they provide to their mm-hmm. members, it's really rewarding for us to be able to work with folks like that.
Right on.
Because it makes our work in technology matter.
Right on.
It matters.
That. Yeah.
And I think, like, you know, just to add to that, Mambu was also born with it, you know, philosophy where it launched off in Africa serving the underserved. It was very community focused.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously it exploded with the whole core banking kicking off. And, you know, this kind of like brings us back to
yeah.
where we started and mm-hmm. like try to see and solve for like credit unions problems, you know, specific community
mm-hmm.
and member focus. So I think that is kind of rewarding overall as well.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Well, that's the credit union wheelhouse, you know. How we started out, you know, helping the underserved for sure. So yeah, good stuff. Anything else to add? I mean, we could probably sit here and talk for another hour easily. What you guys do for credit unions, but I know you want to get back in the conference. But anything else to add, Jen?
Here's what I would say. If you're not here, they've already released the agenda and the schedule for next year.
Oh, yeah.
Sign up. This has been absolutely
yes.
a wonderful event, and the opportunity to be with just really amazing folks. Partnership-wise and credit union-wise,
mm-hmm.
It's been phenomenal.
Yeah, it's a very transparent, raw
yeah.
kind of a
yep.
event for sure. You get kind of people take off the gloves and speak what they're
yeah.
feeling. So when a CEO is up on stage of a major major credit union telling people, hey, you know, get your act together, it's a pretty real deal here. So yeah,
absolutely. I think it's a great time in underground. Like, this is my first one. I think it's very rewarding to hear from, you know, the horse's mouth what the problems are and
mm-hmm.
what the issues are and how we can collectively solve that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's also one step ahead into innovation, because I see them, you know, moving into the fact that there's an industrial collaboration with Money 2020.
Yeah.
That sends a strong signal of how, you know, tech is going to be like more relevant within credit unions, and we'll see that transition happen next year. So definitely going to be around next year for
All
this.
All right, good, good. We're glad to hear it. Brian, anything else to add?
Yeah,
sir?
So... big shout out to Sue here.
Oh yeah, she's the definite straw that stirs a drink out here.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
big layoffs.
No, I mean my first underground was GAC last year, and I've been doing technology adjacent events with AWS for my entire career. Mm-hmm. As a partner, as AWS. And truly, I mean, I'm going to echo what Jen said. This is one of the most unique experiences you can come across.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the reasons we fell in love with this organization and with Sue is she's so focused on the member, on the mission, mm-hmm. on the customer, mm-hmm. right? That speaks so highly to the values that we have yeah. as an organization and yeah. that our partners echo, you know? And so just seeing the way she's challenging people to think differently, you know, the way that really her panels just echo her own sentiments, right? It's she's bringing people in who are going to come up with challenges that affect their members, that affect their organizations, that affect their staff. They mm-hmm. care deeply about all of these folks. It's a really strong community.
Yep.
And just being able to see how that iterates year over year and being able to be a part of it has just been like absolutely life changing.
Yeah, they've been, I've been covering these since the very first one. Yeah. They've just iteratively gotten better and better and better and better. And this one's no different. So yeah, good stuff, guys. And the other thing I was thinking as you guys were talking is like, we go to these conferences and we get all these great ideas and there's great speakers on the stage, experts, all that type of stuff. And we talk. But okay, so how do we get into action? How do we get these ideas into action? But I'm thinking about, okay, it's partnerships like this that help Koreans get these ideas that are talked about on stage into action. Yep. So
we're in the back taking a ton of notes.
I bet you are. I think you guys help.
I was just gonna say, like, awareness is the important part of, like, you know, the go-to market mm-hmm. with these kind of institutions. Mm-hmm. So like mm-hmm. being legacy, you know, on old tech, or you know, being resistant to that kind of change. So it's definitely important to do that awareness and then mobilize the partnerships yep. that we have
completely
to sort of like bring them in. Yep. And it's gonna be a really amazing journey for credit unions and for us
yeah.
in
the next
that.
Couple of years.
Yeah. I like that.
These are technology challenges, but it starts with people.
That's
right?
It.
Mm-hmm. You know, it all starts with, it's working backward from the problem, mm-hmm. you know, and understanding that problem across your entire organization. Yeah. So, you know, can't say how happy we are to be here. Thanks everything, Mike.
Well, we can't be more happy to have you guys here. So thank you yeah. as well. My gosh, you guys are doing incredible things for credit unions out there. So thank you for all that you do as well. All right, guys. That's a nice way to wrap it up, a nice bow. Well done.
Thank you so much.
All right, there they are.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level.